like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Today, Gator Dave will be with us top of the hour down in Jacksonville. Also, Charles Arbuckle, Buck, will be with us bottom of the second hour. And Griff, Mike Griffith, checks in a little later. Hour number three, that's the layout. Guesting-wise, on the show today, 615-844-5600. If you would like to check in, phone's always readily available for you if you'd like to get in here. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. Board of Governors, we talked about this on Monday, meets today to talk about fall sports. Again, that does not include FBS, Power 5, if you will, football. But it could decide today. They vote if they want to. They don't have to today. They could kick the can down the road, which wouldn't be the wrong decision either. When I say kick the can down the road, in this case, it doesn't have to be negative. But they could table it, push it back, if they choose. But they could still vote on, if they choose, fall sports, Olympic-type sports, FCS football. Yes, that would be included there, FCS football. And as we explained on Monday, it matters to the P5 because if they vote out the NCAA fall sports, again, it wouldn't include football. It would put the P5 in a position where they would need to exhibit their autonomy and say, no, 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 we are playing fall sports, to make it look like it's not football only and we're not putting it only on the football guys. Because there's an angle out there that if you're putting it on the football guys, you're just doing it for the revenue, etc. And so this will be interesting. I don't know if we have any outcomes today. We may not, but something to keep, let's say, one eye open for today. Apparently the Big 12, and really the Big 12, if you think about it, the Big 12 really didn't have much to announce. They already play everybody in their league. So they're already, well, not league only, but they already play everybody. If you added more games in your league, then you're doubling up. You already double up for your league championship game. So the only question for the Big 12 when it comes to scheduling is how many, if any, would they add as far as non-conference games, or allow, I should say, for non-conference games. And apparently the answer is plus one. I don't know if that's officially from the Big 12. I don't think it is yet. But various sources, air quotes around that, are saying that according to what they understand, it's league schedule that you already play everybody in the Big 12 plus one. That's going to be the format for that league for now. According to what is being said out there, and again, you do that because, well, you want to try and get in 10 games if you can, if you can. And like we've repeatedly mentioned, you already play everybody in your league. And then in the Big 12 championship game, you have a repeat game. Maybe it's last year, Oklahoma-Baylor. Maybe it's previously Oklahoma-Texas. It seems to be Oklahoma-somebody every year. Oklahoma is the premier program by far in that league. It's not even debatable. Texas has always had the reputation of being that, except historically they really don't have it. They just don't. Now, they've had their moments, yeah, but as big and bad as Texas is portrayed by everybody, they don't have the history to back it up. They have moments, but they don't have the history to back it up. Oklahoma has the history to back it up inside that league. Did you see this article? Yeah. On Twitter Monday, somebody said, Bill, you have got to read this. I'm going to try and go down. Oh, here it is. It's not as far down my timeline as I thought. And it's from Clemson Steven who sent this to me. And it's from the Sandy GoUnionTribune.com. Now, I didn't say San Diego. It says Sandy Go Union. I don't even know. What is that? Where is that? Oh, it is. Well, now it is the San Diego Union. But it's spelt different. Here. Anyways, yes, it is the San Diego Union. I'm shocked this article came out of Cali. I am. Listen to this. Here's the headline. And I totally agree with this headline. I am shocked again. This is coming out of California. Here's the headline. It's time for college sports to tell athletes to take it or leave it. I'm shocked this even got out. But it did, somehow. Guy's name is Mark Ziegler. I don't know him, never heard of him, but he writes a hell of an article. And I'll get to some of the particulars here. I hope I'm not going to read all of it. It's long, but here's the opening paragraph. Eventually, and that moment draws nearer by the day, college athletic administrators need to make a choice. Are they going to continue backpedaling, or are they going to make a tackle? Are they going to stand up or stand by their product? Is enough ever going to be enough? Because apparently college athletes, or at least college football players, aren't going to stop asking for more, even as they receive concession after concession. That is so well written. Oh, my God. That is so well done. Goes on to read, the latest group with its hand out is the Pac-12 football players, who have issued a lengthy list of demands Sunday while threatening a boycott this season. Here's a suggestion. Go ahead, boycott away your loss. The man behind the curtain who's orchestrating this is UCLA, former UCLA linebacker, Rumaga Huma, a proponent of unionizing college athletes. He heads a nonprofit advocacy group called the National College Players Association. And it goes into what they're asking, 50% of the revenue, coaches and ADs take a huge pay cut, guaranteed health for years after they're done, things like that. Things like they're not going to get. Things like that, yeah. Goes on to read, the first item under the fair market pay rights and freedoms section is distribute 50% of each sport's total conference revenue evenly among athletes in their respective sports. And here is the best paragraph, which exemplifies what I have told you for years, the biggest lie perpetuated about this topic that is absolutely championed by the media. The media spreads this lie every day, and they don't even give a damn that they're freaking liars. They don't care. They don't care. They just spread it like they do anything else. It fits a political angle for them. Listen to this paragraph. The way it reads. The reality, they don't get nothing. They get full scholarship for 5, sometimes 6 years. Plus grad school if you finish your undergraduate degree early and still have eligibility. In some cases, that is worth $350,000. They get nothing, right? How is this lie constantly spread and nobody, except maybe me, points out the lie? You get housing. You get cost of attendance stipends. They get cash money, y'all, in their pocket that they owe back to nobody. You get priority registration, so you don't have to wait a semester or 6 for the popular upper division class with the primo professor. You finish with no student loans. You get academic tutoring 24/7. You have food available 24/7. You fly charter. You stay in 5-star hotels. You get a per diem when you're out. You get boxes and boxes of gear. You have access to some of the best doctors and dentists and ophthalmologists in the country. You work out in a private weight room with state-of-the-art equipment. You're conferred an elite social status on campus. Soon, you'll be able to enter your personal endorsement contracts for your name, image, and license. Etc. At some point, college administrators need to say, here's what we can offer. We think it's more than generous. If you don't like it, you are under no obligation to accept it. College sports is not for everyone. This is a beautiful article. I mean, exquisite. And so true. It angers me, it does, that the lie that is perpetuated by the media and by others is allowed to exist. They get nothing, huh? So either, this is so true, either college administrators stand up and say, that's it. That's what we've got. We have conceded many times here. It's over. If you don't like it, go get a job that gives you everything you want for free, including cash in your pocket. Go get a job. That's what they need to do. Somebody needs to stand up and not worry about the media and say it. It's sickening, y'all. It really is. Boy, what an article. What a freaking article. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. Guesting at the top of the hour. Gator Dave will be with us. Look forward to that. He's with us every Tuesday. Charles Arbuckle, also with us. Buck over in Charlotte. Bottom of hour number two. And later, hour number three, who joins us? That would be Griff. Griff will be with us. So that's the layout. We'll take the first break here. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They've got this minor wreck to the side here on 65 southbound. Before you get to the 24 split, just up from Dickerson Pike, traffic's already starting to build in this area here on 65 as you approach Trinity Lane, East Thompson Lane at Lawndale. That's a minor accident that should be out of there in just a few minutes. They got one more vehicle to move out of your way. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check it out online, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
All right, I've got an article here that Josh linked. This was later on Monday. And I'm confused because Ohio State's AD Gene Smith said a few days prior that they were probably going to allow about 20,000 people in the Horseshoe for home games. And rules like got to wear a mask, things like that. No tailgating, etc. Now, here's an article that Josh has. And is this the new rule in Ohio? Because Buckeye Brenda then sent me a tweet that said, we got our news from Ohio State that said 20K. Here's the article. And I'll just give you the main bits and pieces. A new order in Ohio signed August 1st, allowing contact sports but without fans, reportedly applies to the state's NFL and college football teams. The State Department of Health's press secretary confirmed Monday morning to the Dayton Daily News, that's in Ohio, obviously, sports reporter Marcus Hartman, that the order includes the Ohio State Buckeyes, Cincinnati Bengals, and Cleveland Browns. According to Hartman, the order remains the case until Governor Mike DeWine's state of emergency is no longer in effect. The Ohio Department of Health could, though, rescind or modify the order. So I saw that article, read it by Josh. Josh, appreciate that link. And later, I get a tweet from Buckeye Brenda, who lives up there, moved back from Northern Virginia to Ohio. Obviously, she's a big Buckeye fan. Buckeye Brenda is the name. And it says, Bill got notification of Ohio Stadium COVID policies for 2020. And it goes into the limited 20% capacity, which is about, she says, 22,000. Masks required. Limited concessions. No tailgating or pregame pep rally, etc. So is my question is, is that article the law, meaning what was signed on August 1, or is there something different going on? Is the new, at least temporary or at the moment, situation in Ohio that you won't be able to, nobody can go to games there? That's where maybe I'm a little confused. I assume that's the case, but then maybe Brenda did not see the article. Brenda's usually pretty updated, though. That's the reason why I wonder. Brenda doesn't let things slip by. I'll get a call right here. Armageddon, what's up?
Happy Tuesday, Bill.
Happy Tuesday to you, sir.
Everything okay out there in Wilco?
Yes, I looked out earlier and it looks all calm. Yes.
Now, Bill, right off the top, I've got some questions for you about your boy to the east there, the cattleman.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if I have all the answers, but I'll try.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this now.
Okay.
Did he not say the other day that when Baby Kiff plays the Vols, that he's for Baby Kiff?
He said that. That is correct. That's why he is the most unique fan I've ever talked to. I believe it. I believe him. You got to remember now. He even though he loves Tennessee, he calls, and almost every call for the last 20 something years has not been positive about them. That's not a put on.
So you obviously believe that he'd be yelling hotty toddy instead of Rocky Top there, Bill?
I don't know if he's the type that screams at games or not. I don't know. A lot of times he sells his tickets and he goes to Calhoun's and he'll have a nice meal and he'll watch it. And really, the Cosby Cattleman's not into crowds right now. The Cosby Cattleman is partially a Corona bro, believe it or not. He so I don't think he's going to – and I don't know how many they're going to allow in Neyland Stadium. Let's just say 20,000. But I don't think he'll be in there.
So from everything I'm hearing, Bill, they're going to try – if they pull this off with this 10-game thing, they're going to try to let limited fans in, correct?
Yes, but again, just like you heard in that Ohio Dayton news story, the government can supersede what some college announces. And it sounds like Ohio was said nobody's allowed in pro or college games. That hasn't happened in the state of Tennessee, but, I mean, it's possible. I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Another thing I thought about, Bill, you know, with this pandemic and trying to play football – around games, you know, before the game, after the game, at halftime, in the tunnel before they take the field, you've got a bunch of guys and coaches in a locker room, and they're kind of bunched together. Aren't they going to have to kind of separate that a little bit and social distance a little bit?
I don't know how they do that. Obviously, there's only one way in. You got to come through the tunnel, right? I mean, unless they're going to have the team in the stands. I mean, look, if you're going to play football, you're going to have to bunch up, whether it's before the game or during the game. I mean, you can't social distance and play the game. I guess you could. Now, on the sidelines, they have already said we're going to allow people to spread out more. So maybe when you're on the sidelines, you can, but – I mean, for example, Vanderbilt, I mean, that's just one example, but since you're a Vandy fan, I mean, there's that tunnel, and that's where you come in. Everybody's been in that tunnel. I have. I've been in that tunnel 70 million times.
You know, Bill, I lost my train of thought there, Bill. And it's 6:31, so how about we just go to the bottom of the hour of the break? What about that?
Yeah. All right, come again.
Have a good day.
See ya. See, if you're an experienced radio dude, I don't know if this has happened to Crazy Charlie, but and it doesn't happen to me much, but look, you do this. I'm 30-plus years into this. You'll be in the middle of something, talking, and then you will wonder, what was I even aiming for here? Like, what was I talking about? And then... if you're able to stall long enough, your brain reminds you what you were doing. I've done that before.
It's the worst feeling on air in the world.
Have you had that, Charlie?
Everybody has.
No.
I mean, if you talk for a living 3 hours a day, 15 hours a week, it's going to happen. Your brain's
right.
Going to lock up at some point.
You're talking, and you really got something going here. And then you realize, what was I doing? Where was
And it's typically because some slap walked by the door or something and distracted
right.
you. Or waved at you through a window.
But have you developed the ability to save it while you're talking?
Oh, I just spin the wheels until it comes back.
That's right.
Like idling at a red light, just waiting for it all to go.
That doesn't happen much, but it happens. Yeah, it happens. Hadn't happened yet today. Not saying it won't. But the one thing we never do is I don't recall, I guess, I mean, I really don't care, but I don't recall ever saying, hey, I lost my train of thought. I try and fake it, usually. I guess the best way, but anyways. All right. Yeah, we've all been there. All been there. We'll take the break, and Crazy Charlie says we have a rare early call by somebody. You can guess who that might be. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're watching traffic volume increase quite a bit here on I-40 westbound. Coming past 840 out of Wilson County into Hermitage. Had that earlier crash East Thompson Lane at Lawndale. It's looking much better at that intersection. And we see it building now on 24 coming through Jolton right now, passing White's Creek Pike. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration,
and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a Blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Former Titans coach Jeff Fisher.
Who's grumpy this morning?
Coach, I'm not grumpy.
John, I mean, hey, John.
Yeah.
Pull your head out of your butt. Get yourself in a better mood.
I'll do my best, coach. Thanks for the pep talk.
Okay.
You just made a promo for him.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Cosby Cattleman, what's up?
Surprise, surprise, Monsieur King. Up a little early today.
Yeah, last caller was asking about you.
Yeah, I was going to play in off that, maybe even two segments back. Hey, Bill, little fog over here on Rocky Top today. I can't see Buzz Country.
Now, you're way up there. What elevation are you at up there?
30-something and change. 3,000 and change.
Yeah, so.
Looking over in the Buzz Country. Can't see it today, but I'm playing around on Earth Cam, Bill. You ever play around on Earth Cam? It's a free app on the
I have it. So what can you do with it?
I don't know if you have an Apple TV or your smartphone can do it, but it's a free app. And right now, Bill, I'm looking at the Atlantic Ocean off Dirty Don's Oyster Bar and Grill off North Myrtle Beach, and it looks like Isis is long gone.
So how close can you get? Can you get, like, ground level?
Yeah, you can play. You just need to download it and play around with it. Your bean counter's probably doing it right now. But you can bounce around the whole world. I was just looking at Straits of Gibraltar, Times Square, Western Wall, and Israel. You can just play around with it. It's amazing. Niagara Falls.
It's called Earth Cam. I haven't looked at it.
Get an Apple TV. I know you probably got an iPhone, don't you? Just put it on your phone or your Apple TV and play around with it.
I got like 10
By the way, I was looking at the skyline of Nashville a while back. Up Lounge, Fairfield Inn, downtown. Over by the railroad tracks.
What about Deja Vu? Can you get inside Deja Vu?
No, I didn't see Deja Vu. All right, Bill, enough goofing off here. I got two or three knickknacks for you. Kind of funny you brought up the radio game. I want to talk about the radio game with you a little bit.
Okay. Now, remember, we got some rules here. Be careful.
First off, Bill, you were citing an article a couple of segments back about standing up to the mob and these players with their hands out. What's that article again?
It's the San Diego Union.
Okay, I have to Google that. What, you got the name of the author on that or anything? Or
yeah, let me look here for you. It is a guy by the name of, and it's the San Diego Union Tribune, and it's a guy named Mark Ziegler, Z-E-I-G-L-E-R.
Yeah, okay, I'll hit that. Hey, Bill, you might have missed this, but there is somebody standing up to the mob, and that's Nick Rolovich, or however you pronounce his name, out there at Washington State.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we spent a lot of time on that yesterday.
Somebody is. Yeah, okay, so somebody's standing up to it. But I think the question is, are all these coaches going to do it, or are some of these coaches going to look for a cheap edge and roll over? It's going to be interesting to see on that.
Now, you need to look on Twitter, because he's written a little bit of an apology there.
The mob and his AD and his
he says he's all for the players, and he had to go – yeah, he's stepping back a little bit now.
Yeah, that's the Achilles heel there, Bill. When you're in college, you got to recruit these dudes, and in the NFL, you just draft them and pay them. So that's always that's a shame, but I'm not surprised to hear that. That's the old Mike Leach replacement out there. Coming out of Hawaii?
He was at Hawaii.
Yeah, interesting. Hey, Bill, number two, I don't want to get in too far down this, but have you talked about scheduling the SEC? Are they going to do the next two rotators, or are we going to let Jeremy Foley run the league again? And yes, I know Jeremy Foley's gone.
Unclear. We do not know. We have not received a schedule yet.
Well, the word I'm hearing is Bama and Florida are squawking.
Well, I've seen that on Twitter. I don't know if that's true, but I've seen – well, because Florida would get Bama and A&M as their additional teams, which is a pretty rough road right there now.
Yeah, but Bill, let's think about this. So this is a Frankenstein football season. It's, who knows, it might come out with like a Siamese twins. We don't even know what we're looking at here. Yeah. Tennessee plays Alabama every year.
Yeah.
Starts out 0-1 in the league every year as long as Saban's been there. Florida gripes about having to play LSU every year while Tennessee's been down. Everybody's always griping about something. That's how it goes. What you do is you just say, hey, buddies, that's how the cookie crumbles, next two rotators, and deal with it. I think if you start playing politics, that's bad on a lot of levels. Everybody knows Alabama runs the league.
Well, again, the only thing we know is the assumption was the next two rotators would be the two additional games, and then it was said that don't necessarily count on that, so we don't know.
Yeah, but don't you think the fair common sense thing to do is just – kick it on, you know, next two rotators and be fair to everybody?
Well, it would seem the most objective, because if you're just starting to piecemeal it together based on what's fair, it does look rigged. You're right.
Yeah, I don't see too many people running the league crying about Tennessee playing Saban every year by alone. Nobody else playing Alabama every year in the East. I hear too many Florida ADs crying about that the last decade.
Now, LSU has done a lot of – LSU, I think, whines more about it than Florida has, that matchup with LSU and Florida.
It just seems to me, I mean, common sense, be fair to everybody. Why in the world even split that baby, speaking of babies? Hey, Bill, I want to make a radio observation for you, see if you agree with me, playing off your excellent Hall of Fame career.
Okay.
You know, Bill, you've been doing this how long, you said?
30-something. I'm starting – I'm not counting anymore, but 30-something, yeah.
Too long. Well, you know, Bill, I think you're always probably the first line on your Wikipedia page is always going to be you and Bob Bell, 38 states, pre-Twitter, pre-internet, pre-all that.
Probably, yeah.
So that would make you on-air talent. Then, of course, you got your station manager, right? Usually a lot of these, when you were over at 1510 and all these places, usually you got a station manager, right?
Yes.
And then you got an owner. Usually these days it's Cumulus. I guess the owner over there is Adam's daddy. So everybody's got a station owner, right?
Well, there's a couple of owners. The main owner is in Indiana.
Yeah. And then, you got a sales department. Don't forget the sales department.
Yes.
And you got guests. That would be the grist of the world.
Right. And callers. And callers.
Yeah, that's where I was going next. But you got guests, and sometimes you pay your guests, and sometimes you don't, I guess, depending on your arrangement. So they're getting a little money. And then you got your callers, Bill. And I got something. I think you've thought about this over the year, but I'm just kind of curious if it ever crossed your mind. What do the callers ever get? They get a little information, I guess, don't they? If they call in with a question, they get their questions answered.
Yeah, and they get their voice on the air. They get known. They make a name for themselves.
That's true. I think there's probably a little of that. But let me ask you this, Bill. Let me put it to you this way. Do you value your callers in a 30-something year career? Do you every caller that takes 5 minutes out of their day to call you, do you treasure and value that?
I do, yes.
Yeah. Sounds like a lot of people down at your station don't. Talking about
he tried to – that was going nowhere, y'all. That was going nowhere. I was going to ask him about Armageddon's question about whether he's pulling for Kiffin or not. That would be more interesting than the Cosby Cattleman trying to pull a fast one again.
It was a giant waste of time, is what it was.
Anyways, top of the hour, guesting commences on the show. Gator Dave will be with us, and we'll talk with him a little bit. Also, Buck, Charles Arbuckle, will check in. And a little bit later, we'll have Griff. Griff, usually about 20 minutes in to hour number three. 614 Rob has answered my question because I got the article about the state of Ohio and the governor signing the legislation which says no crowds. That includes pro football and the Buckeyes in the state of Ohio. And then Buckeye Brenda sent me a tweet, said we've gotten our info from Ohio State, which we talked about, which is 22,000, whatever the number is in the stadium. No tailgating, got to have a mask, all those things. 614 Rob says, Bill, it's my understanding that the governor's state of the emergency order prevents attendance at all outdoor activities. He's inching his way to another complete shutdown. This guy named Mike DeWine. So, yeah, it's amazing how many, and we can go across America, but how many governors have really gotten a really lustful taste for power in all of this. Drunken with power. And they are just as happy as they can be, man. Just taking people and hurting them. Hey, everybody, go over there by that trough. Just stand there. Or, hey, everybody, don't come out of your house. And teaching people to be snitches. It is absolutely amazing what they've been able to do. And not just the governors. I mean, it's above them, but it's amazing. All right, one more break here, hour number one. Guesting coming up here shortly, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's really slow go as we look at it live here on 40 westbound. Passing 840, you got all this traffic coming out of Wilson County trying to get up to Mount Juliet. Again, traffic's really heavy here on 40 going westbound. Passing 840, leaving Wilson County right now. Bars Music City Soul Food is open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check out their lunch menu at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Nashville Predators laying $1.30 against Arizona today in qualifying round action in Edmonton. Game one went to Arizona 4-3 as the Coyotes scored three first period goals and hold on for the win. Nashville laying $1.30 today. Arizona plus 110. The total is 5.5. Juice to the over, minus 130. The Braves have lost Mike Soroka for the season with a torn Achilles. They're $1.70 favorite against the Blue Jays today at Truist Park. The total 9 flat. The Blue Jays plus 155. Kevin Harvick, the 4-1 favorite when the Cup Series race Saturday at Michigan. I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville's premier steakhouse is Bob's Steak and Chop House in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bob's Steak and Chop House was the first to bring A5 Wagyu beef to Music City. With a wine list to complement any meal, Bob's Steak and Chop House now has limited summer hours and seating. With the backdrop of Music City, call ahead and reserve your spot on the patio. Bob's Steak and Chop House, now with new limited summer hours and seating. Nashville's premier steakhouse, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown Music City.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. Partly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, high 83. Partly cloudy tonight, low 65. Mostly sunny tomorrow, high 83. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 65. And Thursday, mostly sunny, high 89. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network with Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Here is another article from 614 Rob. Now, again, this is Ohio. Ohio is a very good measuring stick for America. Now, again, it might not represent every state in America, but it's a very neutral type state and loves its football, loves its sports. It's a fantastic state, Ohio. And listen to this. Now, again, I'm not complimenting Ohio for this here, but here's the article. And the Columbus Dispatch. One requirement for Ohio High School Athletic Association that they hope would not be in the Ohio Department of Health order August 1 was mandatory COVID-19 testing for high school athletes. But it's in there. For contact sports like football, soccer, and field hockey to be considered clear for team versus team competition, every participant, including athletes, coaches, trainers, and administrators, must test for COVID-19 72 hours prior to an event and have the negative results in hand the day of the event. So, the way I understand it, and again, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I think each test is $100. Now, that's for an entire football team, including coaches, trainers, administrators. And again, football teams in high school vary in size. Some may be 35 to 40. Some may be 85. There's not, high school isn't a limit like college where you're allowed 85 scholarship and then some walk-ons. It could be 35. You could see a game where one team's got 40, one team's got 70. You know, more people going out, more people interested in the community, et cetera. Now, again, they have classifications and sizes, I get, but again, roster sizes will vary. So if you've got, let me just throw a 70 out there. That's every time you play $100 per person. Now, again, some families could afford that. That would be, if you're doing 10 regular season games, that'd be $1,000 plus the postseason. Some could do it. Some, perhaps many, might not be able to do that per game. This is every time. Now, could you raise that money through your high school association or booster club, what have you? Maybe. Maybe you could. But you're talking about let's say you have a roster of 70 players, and then, look, I know there's not another 30 coaches and trainers. Well, if you're saying coaches, trainers, and administrators, would that be 30? I'm going to make it 100 total just for a round number. I understand that might not be realistic. But let's just say it's 100. How much is that a pop, everybody? No math. Wouldn't that be, is that $10,000 a pop? You got 100. Yeah, it would be. Now that's per game. Times 10 regular season games or 8 or whatever. Every state's different. You're talking about approaching $100,000. Now, how many schools do you know, high schools, do you know that could afford that? Now, the private schools around here or in any state, they've got backers that $100,000 is like a penny. That's going to the store and buying wine money. But that's very few schools that could afford that. That's crazy. So I don't know. Now that's not the rule here. I'm not saying it couldn't get to that. Every day is different. Brent here on Twitter. Bill, the SEC wants to protect the league and win a natty, so they protect Bama, Florida, and Georgia. Well, now, if Florida's going to get the rotators and it's Alabama and A&M, that's not protecting Florida. On there. Is the SEC office cognizant of Alabama's prowess in football? Well, there's no question. Every league may not be to the level of Alabama and the SEC and Texas in the Big 12, but every league has their favorite. They don't admit it. You don't think the league wants Kentucky to be really good in basketball? I mean, you can talk about, and I love Bruce Pearl and Auburn getting to the Final Four a couple of years ago. Or you could talk about whoever might be starting to rise up in basketball in the SEC, which is purely a football league. But the SEC needs Kentucky to be good in basketball. All those other brands, if you add them up, don't equal Kentucky in basketball. Florida. Florida's won natties in basketball. It's not close to the brand that Kentucky is in basketball. But Alabama in football, I told you the story, and I'll tell you again. And I think Roy Kramer and Mike Slive are the best two commissioners in the history of the planet Earth. But in 1992, the very first year of the East-West split, when everybody said you could never win another natty in the SEC, I'm in Birmingham, Legion Field, for the very first game between Alabama and Florida. Very first SEC title game. And Alabama's heading towards a chance at a national championship. Everybody said you've ruined it by adding these teams. And Kramer knows everybody's wrong, but he's standing on an island. Alabama's leading that game. Florida ties it late. I'm sitting next to the administrators, including Kramer. They get up and start pacing. They're so nervous that there may be an upset. I witnessed it. And I'm, 1992, I'm just, 4 years in? I'm very impressionable then. They were fidgeting. They had to have Alabama win that game. They got nervous, and they won it. Antonio Langham had a little something to do with that, too. A little pick six there. Hour two coming up. Gator Day.